With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. A large analysis of over 40,000 individuals on statin treatment has identified two new genetic variants which influence how bad cholesterols respond to statin therapy. The study, led by Queen Mary University of London and published in Nature Communications, is the largest to date and involved analyzing data from 6 randomized clinical trials and 10 observational studies to look for genetic variants influencing patients' response to statins. Together with multiple universities from around the world, the researchers validated their findings in 22,318 individuals and found 2 new common genetic variants which significantly affected the degree to which bad cholesterol was lowered during statin treatment. The effects of all 4 associated genetic variants collectively accounted for 5% of the variation in inter-individual response to statins. One of the identified genetic variants was shown to enhance statin response. In contrast, the second variant, thought to have a role in uptake of statins by the liver, decreased the effects of the drug. Together, these findings may enhance the understanding of the biological mechanisms underlying bad cholesterol response to statin therapy. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Neglect of culture in medicine is single biggest barrier to achieving better health. The systematic neglect of culture is the single biggest barrier to advancing the highest obtainable standard of health worldwide, say the authors of a major new report on culture and health led by Professor David Napier, a leading medical anthropologist of the University College of London. Bringing together experts from many different fields, including anthropologists, social scientists, and medics, the commission is the first ever detailed appraisal of the role of culture in health. The authors argue that cultures of all kinds, not only people's religious or ethnic identity, but also professional and political cultures, have been sidelined and misunderstood by both medical professionals and society as a whole. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Improving public health through flavorful eating. A call to action. Spices and herbs can play a significant role in improving Americans' health by helping to reduce sodium, calorie, and fat intake while making healthy eating more appealing, concluded the authors of a scientific supplement published this month in the peer-reviewed journal Nutrition Today. We now understand that spices and herbs have a meaningful role to play in bringing flavor to the forefront of today's health and wellness conversations, said Joanna Dwyer. It will take all of us working together, from scientists to chefs and product developers to policymakers, before we can really begin to improve public health through flavorful eating. Spices and herbs can improve consumers' health in numerous ways. For one, they increase acceptance of healthy food. Adding spice and herbs to reduce fat meals such as lean meats and vegetables help make them more appealing. In fact, some of the reduced fat dishes with added herbs and spices were rated just as high as the full fat versions. They also enhance energy, metabolism, and satiety, as demonstrated by research showing that culinary amounts of red pepper increased energy expenditure and satiety in healthy adults. They can also reduce cardiovascular risk factors by decreasing the post-meal insulin and triglyceride levels of a high-fat meal compared to the same meal without the added spices. They may also protect fat from oxidation. Finally, they may improve insulin sensitivity. Cinnamon, for example, may help improve blood glucose levels and insulin sensitivity in both healthy persons and those with type 2 diabetes. After the formal presentations at the Science Summit, Participants formed task force groups to identify specific action steps to evaluate dialogue around spices and herbs, support the development of healthy foods with quality research studies, including behavioral studies and data on the functionality of added spices and herbs, along with their thresholds for health and palatability. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, which is usual for a Tuesday, we have Rob Regish, and he will be performing his question and answer series known as the Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers listener questions about all sorts of things, training, nutrition, supplements, and more. Then we're going to change it up just a little tiny bit. We're going to be joined during the second hour by Dr. Clemens Drenowitz to talk about the association between resistance exercise and cardiovascular disease in women. Very, very important discussion. Then author Gina Hamoka is going to join us to talk about holiday cooking the skinny taste way. The holidays are upon us. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Oh, I forgot to put Rob Regish on the line. I apologize, Rob. And he should be there now. How are you, Rob Regish?
Doing great. We're getting a late start here, though.
Well, no, I actually started without you. The train pulled away from the station and forgot to open the door for you, so I apologize.
Oh, jeez.
But I just made the whole big announcement, so we can actually roll right on. How you doing, Rob Regish?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing really good. I feel great.
Good.
And we have a great Blueprint Power Hour. Do we want to talk about anything that's going on within the Blueprint Army or at CoachRobRegish.com before we start our show?
Yeah, actually, a lot of folks asked for my recommendations on pretty much every show, right, on books, supplements, and equipment. Well, that has all been consolidated in the store at CoachRobRegish.com. So pretty much, any question you have, product category, supplements, equipment, programs, it's all there. So if it's there in the store, it's
got
my stamp.
Talk about a resource, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's been filtered and scrubbed for everyone, as you know. And in most cases, the low-cost shopping has been done, too. So, there it is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Blueprint or not, there it is.
All right, the first question comes from Randy Mordhorse. He says, I'm getting some pretty amazing results with unadulterated ant, A-N-T, you heard it, folks, extract. Have you heard of it? Is this really crushed up ants?
I hadn't heard of this. I thought Cordyceps sinensis took the cake, and that's a cultured fungus that grows off of a Chinese caterpillar.
Right.
This really is ant extract, and standard Chinese medicine considers it to be in the same league as many other superior tonics, including reishi mushrooms and ginseng and that sort of thing. These are ants that feed off of ginseng roots.
Oh.
And the bulk material is black, and it's a slightly sticky powder. I'm told there's no hint that they're insects. They're purified, of course, and supposedly have nothing else added to them. In fact, you'll see it sold as unadulterated ant extract.
Which means they just take the little ants and grind them up.
Yeah, I guess so.
I wonder if PETA is going to have a problem with this. Now I'm like,
I'm sorry.
I had to do it.
Crazy.
Sorry.
Over 400 known species of these ants have been studied in China, and apparently this is the only one that they have authorized as a nutritional supplement, or at least given their stamp of approval. There was a story on BBC that I found that reported Chinese research showing that selected species of ants increases longevity at least in rats. So whatever the case, it's loaded with amino acids, minerals, trace amounts of hormones, and the presence of superoxide dismutase, SOD, which is, of course, an endogenous antioxidant. Adenosine triphosphate as well. Its forte, although, seems to be as an anti-inflammatory, and it works. It does that through two novel lactones that were discovered. In 2009, there was a German research team that was successful in synthesizing those, which should allow for further study. So I'm going to be completely honest here. I have no idea with this stuff and what it's going to do. It just seems to be another of those Chinese cure-alls with the focus on anti-aging. What's interesting, though, about these Chinese elixirs is that, with the exception of ginseng and a few others, they're all combo products, meaning there are a dozen or so ingredients, and it's hard to say what's doing what. Having said that, I value Randy's feedback quite a bit. So if it works for him, I'm happy. If anyone's interested, it's not very pricey, and you can find it on Amazon.com and eBay. It's weird, but I would really appreciate hearing from you if you take the plunge on that.
Well, think about this. Ants that eat ginseng, so that means that they have digested the ginsenosides, and it's probably from the ginseng that you're eating. Now, let's also not forget, why can't I think of it now? It's something X. It was a supplement. It's found in bug ectoskeletons. It was supposed to be anabolic. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, that one eludes me.
No, you know the name of it if I say it. It's I just can't think of it'll probably come to me during a commercial break. But nonetheless, I have a feeling that the ginsenosides being digested by the little ants has some value in this. But I don't know that I would go for it because I can't believe that pulverizing ants is going to be a clean process. And I got to believe there's lots of other stuff that ends up in there. So that's just my two cents.
Yeah.
Brett, how do you say this last name? Masawi? Messiah? M-A-S-S-O-I-A?
It looks like Masoya, maybe.
Masoya? Okay, I'm sorry, Brett, for destroying your name. I listened with interest last week about so many proteins not meeting label claims. I even received emails from people in the industry asking me for this research. I don't have it. Rob Regish does. I'm tired of whey anyway and would like an alternative, preferably not a milk protein, but not soy either.
Well, you know, there are always alternatives, but also some compromises to make. People buy whey, or any protein for that matter, because, frankly, it's been drilled into them that if they don't get a gram of protein per pound of body weight, their muscles are going to disappear. I would hope we know, at least in this audience, that's nonsense, and more people are seeing through it. It's also, of course, used for its convenience. Steak doesn't travel well, or eggs. Back in the day, companies tried soy, and it failed. And a combination of sand-like taste and two phytoestrogens, genistein and diadsin, took care of that. The next plant protein that I saw was pea or gamma protein. And although it has an excellent amino acid profile, the taste and texture were not good. I've seen wheat, I've seen corn, and you probably remember protein from the sea, fish protein, way back in the day. My pick over all of those would be hemp protein.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is it's very high in branched chain aminos. It has, of course, it's a complete protein, has all of the essential aminos, but it also has some essential, the omega 3 and 6 essential fatty acids thrown in for good measure. And like their whey cousins, the best of these are low temperature processed without the use of hexane, which is a chemical solvent used to process most plant protein powders like soy. You can find 2 pounds of it going for around $40. So, you know, it's in the same ballpark as whey, but likely without all of the shenanigans going on that I spoke to last week, because the market that supports hemp right now, it's not the bodybuilding market. You know, it's the earthy, crunchy market, and they don't necessarily buy on price point like bodybuilders do.
Right.
They've been paying through the nose for this for years.
Well, they don't consume as much either. That's why they don't care about price point.
Good point. Excellent point. Now, as for taste, you know, that's subjective. I don't think it's going to taste as good as whey, but I've also had a few that aren't bad at all. I suggest trying a few different flavors, but I hear very good things, and I liked, after I tried it, Manitoba Harvest product. And that's an organic hemp. You get 20 grams of protein and 3.4 grams of essential fatty acids per serving, 30 servings per bag. So give that a shot, Brett. If nothing else, you're going to find out, likely, if you have any milk allergies, because it's not uncommon for someone to appear more cut, or, you know, drop that layer of water, at least, when they get off away and onto an alternative protein source.
Really?
And yeah, and for that reason alone, I think it'd be a worthwhile experience.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions from one from Killian O'Connell. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind.
Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Killian O'Connell says, I've been around a while and remember the old Leo Costa Bulgarian burst training. Later he had another spin on it. I can't remember the name. Wasn't that big beyond belief? My question is, did it work? And if so, why? I ordered it, read it, but never tried it. Seems like overtraining to me. And that's, in fact, what he was trying to do. You're supposed to flirt with overtraining and his style of training.
Yeah, your memory is quite good. The follow-on was big beyond belief. Killian's memory is pretty good, too. The original Bulgarian burst training advocated multiple short sessions a day, anywhere from, I think it was two to six, three to 6 days a week. And the premise was that, of course, the body becomes its function. And to a certain extent, that's true. In fact, I think it's very true. However, overtraining is a very real phenomenon, especially for the drug-free athlete. And I was about to find that out firsthand. I can remember this like it was yesterday. There was no deload or ramping with Bulgarian burst training. It was the body becomes its function, so you were supposed to become a machine. And what happened was my roommate and I embarked on the twice-a-day, six-day-a-week program. He grew like crazy for almost a month. I did not last for 3 weeks. I can still remember getting a ride to the gym. My body was protesting so much and beat up, but God, I was going to maintain that schedule. Long story short, I went down with 315 on the squat and stayed down. I blew my back out in the process. The worst part was I could feel it coming because, of course, the lower back recovers the slowest out of all muscle groups, and I knew I wasn't recovered. I could feel general weakness in that area, even with a belt on, so it was bad. It was not a good scene. Later on, the follow-up to that was big beyond belief, and that spoke to ramping, which is a fancy way of expressing the fact that you needed to load and deload, and that was certainly a step in the right direction. The problem was the claims. The claims for the program never quite squared up with the results people got. Maybe they did in a couple of cases that were exceptional, but I mean, it's kind of a shame because some people made great gains, but the claims, frankly, were drug-like and then some. I remember showing my friend the magazine, telling him I had ordered it, right? And I was waiting for it to come in the mail, and it's going to be great. And I remember him looking at it and then looking at me and asking, does it come with needles too? So the bottom line is Bulgarian burst training, big beyond belief, whatever you want to call it, those systems work to a certain extent. Leo Costa made a valuable contribution, in my opinion, to our subculture, because it encouraged guys to push their limits. And later on, he offered Big Beyond Belief, now I remember, as a package deal with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale, with his high-fat diet and his natural supplement review. All three of those came in the same package, and I remember that arriving, too, on my doorstep. Interestingly enough, OTS, which was, I think, his company that distributed it, was also one of, if not the very first, no, I think Rick Bruner might have been the first at Atletica, but he was one of the first to advocate amino loading during training. He had a little section on supplementation, and of course everyone's waiting for bated breath to hear what he has to say, and he said, look, when it comes to natural nutritional supplements, there's really only one place where they're going to make a difference, and that's during the workout where you're shredding up muscle tissue and stressing the body. And it's at that period of time that you need to supplement aminos. And yeah, he had a product. I did not use it. I'd be interested in hearing from somebody that did. I did take I did use Atletica stuff, which was 400 molecular weight Dalton product. My God, that was awful, but it worked. Now, if anyone still has the Bulgarian Burst Training Manual, I would be interested in paying them for a copy. I do have the Big Beyond Belief ones, but I'm not aware that Bulgarian Burst was ever put into an e-format. It's probably still a hard copy book.
Let's see. We only have 3 minutes. Maybe we should take an early break and then come back and answer Jim Sandusky's question. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, taking it a couple minutes early so that we can address this question in totality. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Every time this song plays, I feel compelled to say that was not me clearing my throat. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So Jim Sandusky says, I listen every week and you discuss some interesting stuff. I don't just mean the supplement questions, but I do have one if you have the time. I'm on the forums a lot and have been for years. I can finally see what you're talking about, supplements being introduced and hyped. They die off and the cycle repeats itself. In your opinion, is there anything out there now or on the horizon that can really make a difference in how fast I can get bigger and stronger?
Well, you know, I'm going to give an honest answer to this question, and that answer is no. But consider the specificity of his question. He asked, is there anything out there that can make a difference in getting bigger and stronger faster than he otherwise would by not using it? Let's consider what he's talking about. The fundamentals of gaining greater size and strength are overload, lots of food, and rest. People know this. They understand it. It's not sexy, though, so the message gets lost. People start looking elsewhere for the magic, and that's usually where the trouble starts. You need to either, if you really want to accelerate this, you need to either magnify the stimulus or accelerate the recovery process to get bigger and stronger faster. That's really, you know, outside of anabolics, which we know are no-nos, and unfortunately pro-hormones, and we did ourselves in there, you know, those are few and far between, and really they're not a long-term solution. That's how to do it, magnifying the stimulus and accelerating the recovery process, because the more productive workouts you can get in every month, the faster you'll grow. It's really that simple. You know, if you are regularly walking in there and lifting in your core lifts 10, 15, 20 or more pounds for the same or more repetitions on a consistent basis, the body has no chance, or no option, rather, than to grow, right? It's got no choice. Now, there are a couple of different ways to do that, but the fastest route is to make sure you're overloading in the first place. And unfortunately, a lot of people aren't, because let's face it, you know, I was guilty of this too. 9 out of 10 people, I'd say, just walk in there and wing it. And it's usually at that point where somebody will come to me and say, I've been training for X months, or in most cases years, some guys decades, and I'm not getting anywhere. So what I usually do is prescribe one of my loading patterns. And, you know, guys, and this is where I think people get confused as to, well, he's going to try to pitch me on the blueprint. Guys think they need to run the whole blueprint, famine, feast, cruise cycle to get things moving again. To be clear, they don't. What you do need is something, anything, that'll give you a roadmap to get from point A to point B. But no, there's nothing out there supplement-wise that I can see that'll get you bigger and stronger faster than you otherwise could, no matter what they tell you.
I have to speak up here just for a second, okay? I agree with you completely, but I feel that there is a group of supplements that you kind of touched on and grazed around that actually can. But they come with risks. They come with the risks of hormonal disruptions and even the potential for those people who already have compromised livers and that they could also push you into some hepatic distress. There are plenty of still available, and I use the word still available specifically because they're probably going to be outlawed in the near future, designer steroids out there from companies like Blackstone Labs that will absolutely add, you know, 6, 8, 10 pounds of muscle and a great deal of strength within a 12-week period. Now, aside from the potential risks that they come with, and not everybody suffers these risks. And, you know, I said this once before on the show. What makes a professional bodybuilder capable of being a professional bodybuilder are a few things. Number one, some genetics. Number two, the ability to create a life where all you do is eat, train, sleep. That's it. For 10 years, that's it. But the other thing is that those individuals who do well within the bodybuilding community seem to have far fewer unwanted side effects from the drugs they use at very, very high doses, where maybe you or I could only, you know, back in the day, if I took 400 milligrams of trenbolone and enanthate, my blood pressure went through the roof. My heart used to beat at 90 beats a minute just sitting still. I would sweat profusely. I wouldn't sleep well, but I was strong as a monster in the gym. I remember those days. There are other guys out there that would do 600-800 milligrams of trenbolone and enanthate along with their testosterone and orals and cruise. They feel nothing. They'd sleep regular. They'd feel well. They wouldn't, their blood pressure wouldn't go up. So part of what makes someone capable of being a pro at that level, and even a professional athlete, because they use drugs too, is the fact that a lot of the unwanted side effects seem not to affect them. With that being said, if you're one of those people, if you can go to Blackstone Labs' website, you can find right now over-the-counter supplements that will put on 10, 12 pounds of muscle in a reasonable amount of time, a few months, which you would not be able to do without those supplements. However, they come with the risk of you may be one of the people who does develop side effects, number one. And number two, how much of that will you keep when you come off if your PCT doesn't work right?
Right. And you know, you bring up a really, really good point. If you have the physical constitution to tolerate these products, you can make tremendous gains. But that's a big if. And if you... I told you I was rereading Dan Duchesne's works last week or a couple of weeks ago. He made a very good point and an insightful one, I thought. He said, if you can tolerate large amounts of alcohol, then you'd do well with steroids or steroid-like products. Now, that's not a guarantee, of course, but let's face it. Some people can handle a lot more alcohol than others and not suffer those ill effects. And you've got a similar phenomenon going on with hormonal products, just like you spoke to.
Yeah, so, you know, the reality is the middle-of-the-road supplements out there may enable you to train a little bit more and add a little bit of muscle, but you probably wouldn't miss them if you didn't take them if your diet and training and sleep are spot on. But right. Then there's the supplements out there that may not be supplements for very long, and that's why for those of you who are interested, you may want to stock up now, that absolutely will add muscle. But these are the kind of things that take your body hostage, like trenbolone takes your body hostage. You're not in charge anymore. The trenbolone's in charge, and you just happen to be the host. You will get stronger even though you feel like crap. You will not sleep well. Your body will be telling you that it doesn't like it, but you'll get so strong and so muscular so quickly that you may stick around. But then there's the guys out there where I'm doing 600 milligrams of tren, an enanthate a week, and, you know, a gram of test and a handful of D-Bol, and they're like, wow, I sleep good. I feel great. You know, let's party.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It just depends on who you are and what your constitution is. But absolutely, I think that there are supplements out there that we can still safely call supplements for now that will definitely enhance muscle.
For now.
I mean, think about, what about, Remember methyl one test? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's no question those things will do it. I guess I was thinking long term, but you know, you're right. They're out there. They're still out there. So if you're so inclined, give them a shot.
Let's go ahead and try to answer Donald Holy's question real quick, and then we'll come back and do the blueprint tip of the day. He says, every time I'm about to peak, I always come down with a cold or an infection. Should I be using supplements like echinacea, glutamine? Yes, glutamine, to help my immune system. I'm 32, if that matters.
Well, it's a great question because, you know, everything we do, great gains are predicated on great health, or at least good health. You know, your comments about getting colds or infection close to peaking leads me to suspect overtraining. And that's not just a matter of, you know, you can hammer all the glutamine, CE, echinacea. Those are all excellent immune boosters. But, you need to give your body a break. And the question becomes, how do you know you're slipping into overtraining? Well, there's one thing that doesn't lie, and that's your resting pulse, you know, waking morning heart rate. Here's how to find it. Before you even get out of bed in the morning, take your pulse, put two fingers on the inside of your wrist, and count how many beats occur in 15 seconds. Multiply by 4, there's your beats per minute figure. Now, it takes a bit of practice. I use an average of 3 measurements, but it takes a grand total of, you know, a minute or two. And the upshot is this. If you can do that Monday through Sunday, let's say for a full week, ideally during a week when you just take a week off, you know you're already overtrained. What you're going to find is you may start the week Monday at 68 beats per minute. By Thursday, you're going to be down to 62. And by Sunday, you may be down to something like 56. That's proof positive your body was in an overtrained state. My point is this. The ideal is to deload or take a week off when your resting heart rate rises 8 beats per minute or more above baseline. Okay? And doing so will ensure that you don't slip into a state of overtraining where immunity is compromised.
Glutamine absolutely plays an important role in here. It's very underestimated. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and especially if you're starting to develop gut issues as well, if you notice gut issues, that could be the first sign. Glutamine is used to repair muscle tissue, and it's important for the lining of the stomach, which read as the immune system. So
yeah,
I would absolutely start taking 10 to 15 grams of glutamine on an empty stomach first thing in the morning and right before bed at night to help that mucosal lining rebuild. And, you know, this is an important thing that I think, especially those of us who train very hard, we just don't get, that the gut, the immune system, and muscle tissue repair, they're all interrelated through glutamine.
That's an excellent point. I've talked to people with Crohn's that just rave about glutamine.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And it's good for your muscles, too. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, the blueprint tip of the day, thoughts on pre-workouts and what's next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars. Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Boy, the pre-workout supplement side of the business is ever-growing. Everybody's got a pre-workout.
Yeah. You know, what I'd like to do is maybe a little historical perspective and then talk about what's next. Because pre-workouts, thermogenics, whatever you want to call them, are near and dear to my heart. Back in the mid to late 80s, when I was just getting into the market, there wasn't much, if anything, that worked or that you could feel. So like many people, I tried a lot of stuff and wasted a lot of money. Then I discovered Vivarin. Now that I could feel, right? It wasn't always plain old caffeine. It wasn't always pleasant, but in the gym, the results were undeniable. I had more energy. I could lift heavier. Now fast forward to 1989, while perusing Muscle Mag International, I saw a small black and white ad by AST Research, and they were talking about a product called Dimetadrine 25.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, you remember it? Yeah. Hard to forget.
Paul Cribb and all those guys over there promoting. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, back then it was just Paul Dalia or Delia. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Delia.
Yeah, he used to spend hours on the phone with me, but that's another story. The claims that were being made were borderline outlandish, which I guess fit in with everything else on the market. But they were talking about an immediate increase in strength of 5 to 15%, much greater focus, energy, and faster fat loss. A simple 1-800 number was listed, and I can still vividly recall speaking to that AST rep who kept going on and on about how great it was, and I remember thinking, sure. But the asking price wasn't all that much, so I took the plunge. And a few days later, it arrived in the mail. Now, I remember taking a tab or two prior to training. And since my training partner and I split the cost, he took one too, might have taken two. Needless to say, the stuff really registered with us. Not just in the workout. I don't remember feeling really
cranked up during the workout. I do remember afterwards, because neither one of us slept that night. As time went on, we learned how to stack it with caffeine and time it, you know, around the workouts. And Bill Phillips's, I think it was Natural Supplement Review, that little pink booklet he started with, one of his very first publications, spoke to ephedrine, caffeine, aspirin, how to combine them, etc. Long story short, the stuff worked as advertised and then some. And I thought, finally, right, the supplement industry has delivered on one of its promises. What made pre-workouts and still makes them so interesting to me is this. I'm a very laid-back guy. And at the time, right, I was really introverted. So stimulants, in my case, make me feel upbeat, sociable, and happy. In fact, I can recall thinking when I tried them, wow, this must be what it's like to feel normal. And over the years, I studied the compound, meaning ephedrine, intensely, used it damn near every day. Think of that what you will, but I have nothing but upside to show for it, including blood work. Little known fact, ephedrine has a very positive impact on your HDL or good cholesterol levels. So much so, given a reference range with a high end of 44, my last blood work came back at 88. And yes, I eat clean, exercise, and do my cardio, but I never saw a reading that high off of ephedrine. As we all know, though, it attracted the wrong kind of attention. We had some athletes use it in a dehydrated state. People died. All of this was blamed on ephedrine. And even though you can still get it, it isn't the ideal, in my opinion, nor is it an elegant solution to enhancing the mind-muscle connection, which is really what you should be gunning for, I think, when you're in there, not getting so cranked up you're out in orbit somewhere. Let's face facts, though. The world of pre-workouts needs an overhaul. And in my mind, what's next has to have the following attributes. It needs to excite, but not overexcite, the central nervous system, boost neurotransmitter levels, speed up the signaling cascade of those neurotransmitters, and do so without risking adrenal burnout and addiction, etc. Here then is what I propose. You want to start with a good base stimulant, that being either guarana or yerba mate. In addition to caffeine, there are methylxanthines and other compounds in each of those plants that not only enhance performance, they're healthy for you. So central nervous system stimulation is only part of the picture, though, which brings us to nootropics. These are otherwise referred to as smart drugs, and they are drugs, supplements, or nutraceuticals, whatever you want to call them, that improve mental function, such as concentration, memory, and motivation. If you are in touch enough with your body, you'll also find that they improve muscle contraction. I can tell you from experience, some of these do work, although their effects are not as profound or noticeable as the stimulants. The upside is that they don't fry your adrenals. They don't make you jittery, and they're not habit-forming. It's an evolving field, and the research and the product design and everything else associated with them in Russia, and in particular Europe, is way ahead of the U.S. on this one. In my opinion, these nootropics are the next layer in building the perfect pre-workout. Now, a couple of the things go well with it, one of which is alpha-GPC. It's a precursor to the neurotransmitter acetylcholine, and there's also considerable evidence to show it boosts nitric oxide, exercise performance, and even growth hormone. I can tell you this, a 2-gram dose 60 minutes prior to training will leave no doubt. You will have a very crisp central nervous system. Your movements will be as full, smooth as glass, and you will absolutely guaranteed be able to lift more weight. And by that I mean what you usually single with, it's not unusual to double or triple. The finished product then is quite healthy. It displays exceptionally clean energy, enhanced mind to muscle contraction, and antioxidant qualities. you know, I guess it's my opinion, but I've seen it over and over. The best pre-workouts also are included in adaptogen, given that they allow the body to rapidly reestablish homeostasis. So in other words, you need to take into consideration the fact that achieving this enhanced state disrupts what the body perceives as normal, de facto reestablishing homeostasis after cranking things up is helpful. Because without putting something back, you just dig in a bigger hole. So if you're interested in seeing what that approach can do for you, consider the following on an empty stomach about an hour prior to training. 600 to 700 milligrams of guarana, or yerba mate, standardized to around 20 to 22% caffeine. 500 milligrams of tyrosine, 2 grams of oxyracetum, OXI racetum, or 50 to 100 milligrams of phenyl paracetum. 2 grams of alpha GPC. And 500 milligrams of maca, a 6-to-1 extract being preferred. You give that a whirl, and I'm quite confident that that approach is going to run circles around ever-increasing levels of caffeine, which I'm seeing in most of these pre-workouts, sometimes laced with Yohimbe. So give that a shot, folks. I think you'll be rather pleased.
There's an interesting pre-workout on the Superhuman Radio website right now, produced by a company called Haleo, that is not loaded with stims. And I've only experimented with it a little bit, but some of the people who have used it that recommended this company to us have nothing but amazing things to say about it. It's called Mindset. And it does not focus on stimulating, but instead it focuses more on cognition and mood, and I'm listening to what you're saying, you know, and it's got alpha GPC in it, it's got ginkgo, it's got theobromine in it, acetyl L-carnitine, tyrosine. Those are the cognition focus and alertness. Then you talked about adaptogenics. It's got bacopia monnieri in it, blueberry extract, L-theanine. And something I learned about from you is that picamelon.
Yes.
So I mean it's got a lot of things that improve focus and clarity, and apparently a lot of people like this over just a straight stimulating effect of caffeine. So if people want to experiment with something that's already made, go to superhumanradio.com, look for the Mindset banner ad on the right hand side and check it out. I'd like to hear reports from people out there as well if you do try it.
That might be a better option for most people, because in stark contrast to most supplements, when you know these products, it's easy to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, if you're using bulk ingredients and you take too much,
you get that, you get washed out. You can't work out. I've had that happen to me. I've had back in the day when I was using lots of caffeine anhydrous. You know, there's a very, very thin line between stimulating and overstimulating. And when you get overstimulated, you get washed out. You can't even work out.
And it gets worse than that. I had a friend screw up his Yohimbe dosage. He was working with the bulk powder, and he started to feel faint as he was driving. Fortunately, pulled over, got out of his car, passed out.
Wow.
Stop breathing. And I got the phone call from the hospital from his sister.
Oh, my God.
John can't breathe on his own. What was he taking? Trust me. You do not want to take that phone call. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Pre-made formulas are ripe for 99 out of 100 people.
And especially a product like Mindset, where they're not depending on the stimulating effects of caffeine or some other stimulant to make you feel like you're going to be able to push through the workout. So check that out. Hey, Rob, great having you today. Thank you for all the hard work. CoachRobRegish.com. Go there. Check it out. You can now buy all of everything that's in Rob's brain on paper. How do you like that? That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty cool.
All right, Rob. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the resistance training effects on women and how it affects their risk of cardiovascular disease. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. A large analysis of over 40,000 individuals on statin treatment has identified two new genetic variants which influence how bad cholesterols respond to statin therapy. The study led by Queen Mary University of London and published in Nature Communications is the largest to date and involved analyzing data from 6 randomized clinical trials and 10 observational studies to look for genetic variants influencing patients' response to statins. Together with multiple universities from around the world, the researchers validated their findings in 22,318 individuals and found two new common genetic variants which significantly affected the degree to which bad cholesterol was lowered during statin treatment. The effects of all 4 associated genetic variants collectively accounted for 5% of the variation in inter-individual response to statins. One of the identified genetic variants was shown to enhance statin response. In contrast, the second variant, thought to have a role in uptake of statins by the liver, decreased the effects of the drug. Together, these findings may enhance the understanding of the biological mechanisms underlying bad cholesterol response to statin therapy. This is the Superhuman Radio Network. Neglect of culture in medicine is the single biggest barrier to achieving better health. The systematic neglect of culture is the single biggest barrier to advancing the highest obtainable standard of health worldwide, say the authors of a major new report on culture and health led by Professor David Napier, a leading medical anthropologist of the University College of London. Bringing together experts from many different fields, including anthropologists, social scientists, and medics, the commission is the first ever detailed appraisal of the role of culture in health. The authors argue that cultures of all kinds, not only people's religious or ethnic identity, but also professional and political cultures, have been sidelined and misunderstood by both medical professionals and society as a whole. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Improving public health through flavorful eating, a call to action. Spices and herbs can play a significant role in improving Americans' health by helping to reduce sodium, calorie, and fat intake while making healthy eating more appealing, concluded the authors of a scientific supplement published this month in the peer-reviewed journal Nutrition Today.
We now understand that spices and herbs have a meaningful role to play in bringing flavor to the forefront of today's health and wellness conversations, said Joanna Dwyer. It will take all of us working together, from scientists to chefs and product developers to policymakers, before we can really begin to improve public health through flavorful eating. Spices and herbs can improve consumers' health in numerous ways. For one, they increase acceptance of healthy food. Adding spice and herbs to reduce fat meals such as lean meats and vegetables help make them more appealing. In fact, some of the reduced-fat dishes with added herbs and spices were rated just as high as the full-fat versions. They also enhance energy, metabolism, and satiety, as demonstrated by research showing that culinary amounts of red pepper increased energy expenditure and satiety in healthy adults. They can also reduce cardiovascular risk factors by decreasing the post-meal insulin and triglyceride levels of a high-fat meal compared to the same meal without the added spices. They may also protect fat from oxidation. Finally, they may improve insulin sensitivity. Cinnamon, for example, may help improve blood glucose levels and insulin sensitivity in both healthy persons and those with type 2 diabetes. After the formal presentations at the Science Summit, participants formed task force groups to identify specific action steps to evaluate dialogue around spices and herbs, support the development of healthy foods with quality research studies, including behavioral studies and data on the functionality of added spices and herbs, along with their thresholds for health and palatability. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1930. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I've talked about the fact that muscle is metabolic currency, and women need to get this message more than men, because it is countercultural today for women to be strong and carry muscle. So, my next guest is Dr. Clemens Drenowitz from the Department of Exercise Science at the Arnold School of Public Health in the University of South Carolina. How are you doing, Dr. Drenowitz?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And welcome to the show. So, your group just published a study that seems very, very interesting to me and will be interesting to my audience. The association between resistance exercise and cardiovascular disease risk in women. Talk about how this study was designed.
Well, actually, what this study looked at is a data set that's been collected over a very long period of time. It goes back to basically starting from 1987, starting at University of Dallas, or basically Dallas Medical Center. And we were basically doing questionnaires repeatedly, or basically people before I came to the University of South Carolina started to study, doing questionnaires, doing blood draws repeatedly on men. And we have now a very large data set involving several thousand people, where we can look at various components of physical activity and how those relate to cardiovascular disease and specific risk factors related to cardiovascular disease. So what we basically did is we looked at all the women we had available who reported on their resistance exercise regimen. So whether they did or did not do any resistance exercise, what they were doing, what kind of exercise they were doing, how much time they spent doing those various resistance exercises. And those also went back to the collected data. So we did blood draws on those people, and we assessed blood pressure, and then had measurements for cholesterol levels, glucose levels, and so on, to determine their cardiovascular risk.
Okay, so and this was well over 7,000 women, so this is a pretty significant group of participants. So the participants had to report to you whether they did any exercise and then what type of exercise, and you classified it as resistance versus cardiovascular,
aerobic.
Right? Aerobic, okay.
Correct, okay. Yes.
What markers did you actually look for?
So we looked at percent body fat, and that was measured either with hydrostatic weighing or skin fold measurements. So we didn't just rely on their weight measurements. We went a little bit more in depth on that. And then we measured blood pressure. So we used blood pressure measurements, and then from their blood draws, we got triglyceride levels, total cholesterol, and fasting glucose levels.
Okay. Now, what was the initial data that you saw in the results?
So basically what we saw is that those people who did report resistance training had a better risk profile. So their risk for cardiovascular disease was lower than women who were not reporting any type of resistance exercise.
Was this exclusively as a result of lipid profiles?
Including the body composition as well as the blood pressure.
So when you looked at the, you know, BMI, we've talked about on the show for years that BMI is really flawed. It's not an effective way to assess what a person is really made of, so to speak. When you looked at these women and you assessed body fat versus lean body mass, did the women who participated in resistance training tend to have more lean body mass?
Yes.
Yeah. And so when you looked at their lipid profiles, did they tend to have higher HDL levels than the group that did not resistance train?
I don't recall specifically the HDL level. What we see is that they had, like, non-resistance trained people had higher triglyceride levels. Mm. They also had higher levels of fasting glucose and higher total cholesterol levels.
Interesting. And their fasting glucose, how... What was the mean for the entire group, and what kind of fasting blood sugar did we even see in this group? I'm just curious from a epidemiological perspective, what average women are, you know, running at as far as blood sugar levels goes.
Right. So we saw, like, in the total sample, the mean was about 93 milligrams per deciliter of blood.
That's not low, is it?
Yes. I mean, If we're looking at the mean, it's a significant number. That's correct, yeah.
I mean, it's the average in this population with the standard American diet. But it's amazing to me that we have adjusted upward our expectations for fasting blood sugar levels. So now I think a lot of doctors would agree that if the mean blood sugar level for all of their patients in their practice were 93, they think that that's a great thing, where maybe 50, 75 years ago, that number would have been in the 80s or possibly even in the 70s.
Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, it goes with other markers as well. I mean, we have seen that trend with body composition, even when we just look at BMI numbers. So a BMI of 25, which is still the cut point between a normal weight and an overweight person, but it really doesn't scare anybody anymore if we have BMIs 26 and 27.
Right.
And as you mentioned before, there is some flaws with just relying on BMI, but it's still the trend is very visible by just looking at those numbers as well.
And now, did you ask these women what form of resistance exercise, or did you just ask them, what did you qualify as resistance exercise? Machine work, weights, what did you qualify?
So basically, we had a very broad definition of resistance exercise, including the classic trainings, whether it's going to be using machines, resistance machines, or using free weights. But then also, if women reported they were doing calisthenics on a regular basis and using their own body weight, that was still counted towards resistance training.
You know, and body weight, we talk a lot about body weight training on this show. Body weight training is very, very overlooked. Its value as a form of resistance training, and it's very simple to do at home, and it's something that all women can do without worrying about having to put on leotards and go to the gym. But a lot can be done from push-ups, body weight squats, and finding a way to do some pull-ups. Those three movements alone are very, very powerful. Not a whole lot more needs to be done. And as far as aerobic training, What qualified aerobic training? Just if women went to walk to the grocery store, or did they actually have to create a session where they said, "Oh, I went and got on the treadmill, or I jogged for a half hour"?
So they reported specifically what they were doing, whether they were just walking, whether they did jogging, how much time they did jogging, whether that was outside or on a treadmill, and basically the distance covered on a weekly basis when they were doing locomotor activities. And then based on the answers there, we created a physical activity index that reflected their aerobic activity.
And were the results relative to their physical activity index? So the women who had more physical activity, whether it be aerobic and or resistance training combined, because I'm sure there was an overlap. I'm sure there were women who did both, right?
Right, yes.
And there were women who did one or the other, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What was there an easy to see trend where, oh, the women who were more active, regardless of what choice of the activity, they seemed to be healthier of this group?
Potentially so, but that's not how this specific study was designed. So
okay.
What we actually did, we strictly emphasized just on the resistance exercise training group, but in the analysis, we actually did adjust for their aerobic activity, so basically treating as everybody equal in their aerobic activity.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to Dr. Drenowitz about what type of health benefits were conferred, because it wasn't all, while there were specific health benefits conferred from resistance training, we don't want to ignore the value of aerobic training either. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish.
Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The beat that I'm banging.
Welcome back. Very, very important discussion for the ladies in the audience. Dr. Clemens Drenowitz is talking about a recent paper that was published that should be discussed more. And for some reason, it's not. The association between resistance exercise and cardiovascular disease in women. So, what did you see in the two different groups? And also, how did you deal with the crossover group, the group that did both aerobic and resistance exercise?
So, like I mentioned before the break, basically what we did to avoid that crossover group, because a lot of women actually were doing both, doing some type of aerobic exercise and then adding some resistance exercise to that. We just, from the mathematical model we used to run the statistics, we assumed for our purpose that every woman does the same type of aerobic activity and the same amount. That's just what you can do statistically in order to really trigger and see the difference that is due to the resistance exercise per se.
Okay. All right, so what did you see in the two different groups as far as what type of benefits were conferred?
So what we saw is that resistance exercise, even including equal cardiovascular fitness and aerobic exercise, contributes to a significantly lower cardiovascular disease risk. And specifically what we saw was that total cholesterol levels were lower, as well as triglycerides. Those were lower as well, and then, not surprisingly, your percent body fat was lower in resistance trained.
And see, this is counterintuitive, because when women get serious about trying to lose body fat, the first thing they think they have to do is do hours and hours of arduous, steady-state cardio. And they sit there, they walk in front of the TV for hours and hours, and they're missing the boat, because muscle burns, other than your brain and your organs, the musculature of your body is consuming calories just sitting still. So the more you have, the higher your resting metabolic rate is.
And that's correct.
A lot of people miss that point. They just don't get that.
Well, and the other thing I always want to point out is that basically a very important component of your total daily energy expenditure is still what you are doing outside your actual training time. And that's just a hunch from me, so I don't have any data that can support that at this time.
Right.
But if I train resistance and I develop just a certain amount of strength, probably some of my daily activities gonna come more easily. I feel better carrying my groceries around, and do just daily tasks that are more easily to do, which makes me more likely to engage more in those types of tasks. Also contributing then to an increase in energy expenditure, even outside of the specific training.
Well, from a preparedness and functionality standpoint, I have said on this show for years now, because strength does not come naturally to women. However, women outlive their male counterparts by anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and they end up in a nursing home or a facility as a result of not being able to get out of a chair with stability, and the kids go, "Mom, you've fallen twice. You can't live alone anymore." And if you want to maintain your autonomy and your independence, learn to squat. If you learn to squat, you'll always be able to get out of a chair. You'll have the muscular dexterity to balance on one foot and the other, and you'll be able to live autonomously and independently. But women don't get this, because they think strength is a purely male thing. It wasn't like that in the 1700s when women were working side by side with men on farms. And even earlier than that, where women had to be as strong as they could. They may not have been as strong as their male counterparts, but they were as strong as they could be. But today, frailty is popular, and women fall prey to it. And there's a myriad of diseases that follow that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then I think the other misconception may be that resistance training is often associated with bulking up muscle mass, does not necessarily need to happen.
I've talked to women in the past who say, well, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get bulky like a man. And I would say to them, try it. You try to get bulky like a man. You don't have the hormonal milieu. You don't have the growth factors. You don't have any of the requirements to get that bulky. But go ahead and try. I'll give you $1,000 if you could look like a man. Because the women who compete in bodybuilding in order to look like men are using endogenous hormones to raise their hormone levels to that of a man. So you're never going to get that bulky. You're not going to get that bulky unless you're using drugs. So that's it. What about the women who just did cardiovascular training?
Well, we do know that cardiovascular training provides benefits for your cardiovascular system and therefore reduces the risk for cardiovascular disease. That's not something new. That's been well shown. And I'm a big proposer of supporting aerobic activities as well. But the problem is that resistance training is so much entirely associated just to strength or functional capacity, structural functional capacity, and we ignore the additional benefits that we can get with resistance training on other components as well. And since you mentioned as well that it's sometimes very hard to motivate women to engage in some type of resistance exercise, emphasizing those additional benefits may be helpful down the line to get more women taking up that type of exercise regimen.
Well, and the worst part is that you get the wrong message from the mainstream. You have coaches to the celebrities like Tracy Anderson telling women they should not be using more than a one-pound dumbbell and toning your muscles. There's no such thing as toning your muscles. The tonic state of muscle is a function of the nervous system, not the type of exercise you do. And these women who subscribe to these ways of training end up with osteoporosis and all sorts of other disorders because they're not getting any of the benefits of training. So, you know, there's a mixed message out there that also confuses women because they think, oh, well, this is the way I should train because that's how Gwyneth Paltrow trained. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow has osteoporosis. I mean, come on, give me a break. You need to look. You don't need a study to understand that we have evolved 4.6 million years. Women have carried babies while fetching food, lifting heavy things, and then running from animals. They had to lift. They had to run. They did resistance. They did aerobic. There's no one way is best. You got to do all of it. It's all part of the human condition. And if you're excluding any one of them, you are making a big mistake. What do you think of that? Am I off base, Dr.?
I completely agree. And I mean, we even see it in the physical activity guidelines. There is a lot of emphasis on the aerobic component, but it still specifically addresses, well, you should do resistance exercise in order to get the complete health benefits of physical activity.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a great study. Have you been getting a lot of requests for interviews?
I got some newspaper requests as well, but, it's been relatively quiet still, but that's not too surprising.
Have you seen the newspaper interviews that you've done? Have you seen the finished product, the articles that they wrote after the interview?
Not at this time, but I did request seeing them.
I'd be interested to see how they spin it, because my concern is they in an effort to gain popularity, they want to tell the public what the public wants to hear, and the public wants to hear that they don't have to do heavy resistance training because no one wants to do it. It's hard work. So I'd be interesting to see what some of those articles look like. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, and I applaud your work.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my work.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the holidays are coming, and you're probably already obsessing about balancing what you're going to cook and eat and how it's going to affect your body. the whole world is. Oh, actually, the United States. That's why January is such a bumper crop month for gyms and diet pills. Well, what if you could eat good food, enjoy yourself, but not put on all that weight this holiday season? My next guest is going to help us with that. Stay tuned.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com. And click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So the holidays are coming. Everybody's freaking out. It's like, oh man, I want to eat good, but I don't want to put on a lot of weight. Fat, I want to say, because, you know, weight is good if it's muscle. So what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to listen to my next guest, Gina Homolka, author of the Skinny Taste Cookbook. We're going to talk about some of the recipes. Get the book. It's at superhumanradio.com. Get it now so that this holiday season, you don't have to obsess about what you're going to cook for your family and enjoy yourself and not have to worry about the bumper crop of people that are running to the gym come January because they put on 15 pounds in the holidays. How you doing, Gina?
Good. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So let's talk, before we talk about what people can do for the holidays, let's talk about the book. This book is a wildly successful cookbook, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing really great. It's hit the New York Times bestsellers list for 4 weeks in a row, which I am so grateful for. So it's doing really great.
How did you come to write a cookbook, Gina?
Well, I actually started a blog in 2007, which is where I started sharing recipes that I was making lighter and feeding my family, and they were liking the recipes that were, you know, just my favorite recipes that were tweaked a little just to make a little healthier. They didn't realize that everything was different. So I realized I was onto something, and I just started sharing it on a blog. And after about 3-4 years, I actually got this cookbook deal. So it's something that my Skinny Taste fans have been asking me for, and I was so happy to actually, you know, make this possible.
And the website is skinnytaste.com for those of you who want to go check out Gina's website. So, okay, the holidays are coming, and you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's freaked out. They're like, oh, I've finally got my body where I want it, and the holidays are coming. I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to be this stick in the mud at grandma's house. I want to be able to eat what I want to eat. I don't want to put on 15 pounds in the process. Everybody goes through it, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, the holiday, Thanksgiving, like the start, then comes Christmas, the cookies. Exactly. I completely hear that from everybody.
So
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be something you have to dread. You could take your favorite recipes and just make them a little lighter and, you know, not, you don't have to put a stick of butter in everything you make. So it's and,
but
totally
you don't,
doable.
But you don't have to eat cardboard either because you've got some great recipes here that are delicious.
Absolutely. I mean, Thanksgiving for me is all about the sides. So some of my favorite side dishes that I have in the cookbook are my Brussels sprouts with the prosciutto, which is phenomenal. It's shredded and it's crispy and slightly browned, and it's so good that people that don't realize they like Brussels sprouts actually love this dish.
See, Gina, Gina says it right. She says prosciutto. I just say brazoot. that's the way we say it in
Italian?
Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm Calabrese. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I have lots of great sides. I have a sweet maple roasted acorn squash that is so delicious. Soup, butternut squash soup that's roasted with cinnamon and nutmeg.
Mm.
So really, it's all about the sides that you just, if you just make them a little lighter, a little healthier, you don't have to feel guilty. Even on my website, I have tons of makeover recipes for my mom's favorite stuffing, for mashed potatoes. I have lighter mashed potatoes.
Tell me about lighter mashed potatoes. Everybody's doing cauliflower. Are you doing the cauliflower mashed potatoes?
Yes. In my book, I have a cauliflower mash that tastes just like mashed potatoes, uses cauliflower instead, and in my book, I use it with cheese, so it's a cheesy cauliflower mash. It's delicious. If you serve it with turkey and gravy, you don't even realize that you're not having mashed potatoes. It's the perfect low-carb replacement.
Okay, so what about one of the things that I like during the holidays is manicotti, manigot. But, you know, I try to avoid the flours and the grains nowadays just because my stomach just doesn't work well with them. Is there another way to make that crepe if I don't want to use any type of flour or semolina, anything like that?
Well, I usually do it with whole wheat flour. I use actually white whole wheat flour, which is healthier than white flour. But, yeah, you could use gluten-free. They make a wonderful, Bob's Red Mill makes a great all-purpose gluten-free flour that works great if you have allergies or if you're just avoiding gluten. And the crepe isn't really the part that you have to really worry about. It's the cheese filling that's where all the calories are. So, again, I believe in eating everything in moderation. I make manigot and I lighten it up and I use lighter cheese. I use reduced fat margota and I make my own crepes and they come out wonderful.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're right. It is all about the sides because the turkey is okay. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but that's not what you go there for. You go there for the sweet potatoes and the mashed potatoes and the green beans and all that. That's really the stuff that you and the stuffing. What about the stuffing? What can you do with stuffing to make it less offensive?
Yeah, well, you know, you could take. And we have a really great deli by me, an Italian deli actually that has whole wheat Italian bread that actually they import from Brooklyn. So I always use my whole wheat Italian to make my stuffing, and it comes out phenomenal. You can't even tell that it's whole wheat. you could cut back on, you know, the butter. You cut back on the eggs. You don't, you could use egg whites in your stuffing. I have so many recipes for stuffing. I also have a brown rice stuffing. Like, it doesn't always have to be made with bread. I have one that's made with brown rice. That's delicious. It's got sausage and celery and onions. It's wonderful. You could do quinoa. So you could really use another grain. You could use farro. It doesn't always have to be made with bread. So it really depends on what kind of stuffing you're looking for.
You know, I didn't think about the rice. That's a really great idea. That's a really great idea.
Brown rice stuffing is delicious. I have a recipe on my site that I love, and it has sauce. It's chicken sausage. It has onion and celery, and it just tastes so great when you put it all together. So it's great alternative.
We're going to take a break. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Skinny Case Cookbook by Gina Homolka. When we come back, we'll talk more about recipes and good things and fun things about the holidays. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells. Bells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Showtime. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just got a message on Facebook, Gina, from somebody who said, "But Carl, I thought you were paleo." And I am paleo, but during the holidays, I am Italian. And there are certain things that I allow myself to do during the holidays. It's not all about, you know, you got to do, I live life by the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time I do the right thing. 20% of the time I can cut loose a little bit.
I'm the same exact way. I mean, I feel like I don't like to deprive myself of anything. I enjoy everything in moderation. For me, it's all about, you know, moderation. Enjoy the things you want on occasion. I go out for a great meal every now and then. But, you know, during the week, Monday through Friday, you know, I just take care of what I take care to eat right so that you could splurge once in a while. It's okay.
Well, not everybody who listens to the show eats the way I do anyway. So, I, you know, obviously there's a lot of dishes. It looks like on the cover, that looks like prawns and polenta. Is that what that is on the cover of the book?
No, it's actually shrimp and grits, which is very similar to polenta. It's a southern version of polenta.
Oh, it's what do I want to call it? Grits.
Grits, yes. Creamy, cheesy, delicious. I love grits.
Yeah.
First time I ever tried it, I was like, wow, this tastes like polenta.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. What about dessert, Gina? Gina, dessert is the big downfall for everybody around the holidays. Me, I make an amazing pistachio cannoli, and I use Dumonti pistachio liqueur in with the ricotta. But what about the desserts? Do you have any good dessert alternatives here?
That sounds amazing. I love cannolis. Yes, I have tons of desserts in the book. For the holidays, I think is the warm apple pear crumble is such a great dessert because it's actually good for you. It has apples and pears, which are seasonal right now, and it's topped with oats and walnuts, and you could use actually really any kind of nut you want, and a little bit of brown sugar, but if you're paleo, you could do honey, raw honey on top. And it's wonderful. It's simple. It's great for the holidays. I also have a wonderful maple bread raisin pudding. Now, that's not paleo because there's bread in it, but it's whole wheat made with pure maple syrup, which is, you know, whole food. Raisins, it's very light, and it's so comforting. It's great for the holidays.
Right. Yeah, the desserts are really popular. At the end of the night, there's usually a whole table of desserts to choose from. I'm a huge fan of coconut macaroons. I love coconut macaroons. And then I love cannolis, too.
Yummy. I have a lightened-up recipe for coconut macaroons on my blog on Skinny Taste.
Oh, wow.
I have several, actually. Yes, and they're actually not so bad. I believe they're gluten-free. So, they're not, exactly, they're not as heavy as you would think. It's actually a great option. Cookies could tend to be a little on the tricky side. I do have a cookie in my cookbook, a double chocolate chunk cookie that I actually created using avocado, mashed avocado in place of butter, which my kids love. They don't even know that there's avocado in it. I like to play around with, you know, swapping things out and making things lighter. And you know,
I never thought about avocado as replacing butter. What else can you use avocado in replacement of butter in what other recipes?
Well, I've tried it in cookies so far. I haven't tried it in cakes. So what happens is that it will give it a slightly greenish tint. So when I first tested out on the cookies, they were green. I was like, this tastes great. Looks funny. So I added cocoa powder to it. So it's super chocolatey. I've also had mousse that you could make out of avocado. I have also, for desserts, I also do a wonderful chocolate pie that's actually made with silken tofu instead of cream. So it's high in protein, it's low in calories, it's a great pie, it's delicious. I usually make it and bring it to parties and never tell anybody it's late. So that's also a really healthy option if you love chocolate.
When you talked about the green cake, two things came to mind. First of all, make it for St. Patty's Day. Number two,
yes,
I was thinking
that.
I was thinking about the blue leek soup in Bridget Jones's Diary. I don't know why that came to mind, but I just remember the soup. She used the blue cord to tie the leeks up, and then the soup turned blue.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. Now that you said that, I could make green cookies, and I could put some cranberries in it and make it green and red for Christmas.
For Christmas. There you go.
It gave you an idea.
There you go.
Natural green food coloring.
There
exactly.
You go. Call it superhuman cookies. There you go.
There you go. Well, that's an idea.
The book is the Skinny Taste Cookbook. It's got lots of fantastic recipes in there that you can use for the holidays. There's another aspect to this, and I want to mention something.
Sure.
It's really true what I'm about to say. We're actually going to have a couple shows very soon that speak to this. But if you feel bad about what you're eating, your body does something different with it than if you feel good about it. If you believe what you're doing is good for you, there is an extrinsic benefit to your body. And eating guilt-free this season may be as important as what you actually eat. So if you can find a couple, I'm a big proponent of, if I get one good recipe from a cookbook, because most people eat 11 things every single week. The same 11 things. If I find one good recipe in a cookbook, then I won. I got something good because I'm probably going to eat it a lot for the long haul. So
there you go.
If you find a couple recipes in this book and they allow you to A, cook those recipes with regularity, but more importantly, this holiday season, eliminate some of the guilt from your eating, you win. The book is called The Skinny Taste Cookbook. It's at superhumanradio.com at the bottom of the page. Gina, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, take care.
You too.
All right, so there you have it. Another great show in the can. Also want to thank Coach Rob Regish, his website, coachrobregish.com. You can submit questions. If you want your questions answered during the Blueprint Power Hour, email them to onair@superhumanradio.com. I'll pass it along to Rob, and he will answer it in a future show. Also, thank you to Dr. Drenowitz for coming on from the University of South Carolina, explaining that women need to pay attention to resistance training. It confers benefits that help your heart, make you leaner, and let's face it, will allow you to be more ambulatory as you age. And then, of course, thanks to Gina Homolka, author of the Skinny Taste Cookbook. You can get that at superhumanradio.com. But more importantly, thank you to you. Those of you who constantly listen to this show, those of you who download it religiously and listen and make up the audience that is the Superhuman Nation, thank you for continuing to listen to this show. We are going on 10 years. We are going, end of this year, I believe it will be 10 years. We started in 2005. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, I'm sorry. End of this year is 9 years. Is that right? I got to do the math. We'll talk about it on another show. But anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from
AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The following paid program does not necessarily...